Namaskar, this is Saurabh Jain and you are listening to My Digital Talk Show.
Hi, today I would like to share with you how did I become a digital marketing trainer. Some of you asked me this on Instagram, how do I start my digital marketing training journey, or how do I become a trainer, or how do I start my very own institute? Well, let me tell you, first of all, I've always been very passionate about teaching. As a child in my school, I was always craving for an opportunity where I could take the chalk piece, go on the stage and teach all my class students something or the other. I was not a very brilliant student. I was an average student. So they would never make me a monitor because I never had that leadership skill, or they found that I was not the class topper. And since I was not the class topper, I never got an opportunity to present much. But whenever I had, because as a student, you always have favorite teachers and you have teachers who have certain favorite students. So I was a favorite student of my English teacher, and she would always give me an opportunity to present or read out books, and I would never miss that one. So I was always enthusiastic. I was always excited. I was always excited about speaking from the stage or teaching or persuade. Now, as I was growing, there were opportunities where I could put my exhibitions, like the science exhibitions in the school. So I would be there on the stage doing some kind of models. Like I had once done something on the human digestive system. Once I was talking about saving up umbilical cord. So there was a lot of those models that we would design, and the best part of our exhibitions was that you just don't have to design and place it, but you had to explain it to the parents who would turn up to you in that particular room. And that's when I realized a lot of parents would stop by, listen to me, appreciate me, and I had also won an award for being one of the best presenter in the science exhibition. Now, besides this, I was participating in debate, oratorical. So I always found ways to get out of my zone, the comfort zone, to go teach people. Teaching is passion. Training is passion. I never thought that I will start making money through teaching. So money was always secondary for me in this business. But sharing knowledge, spreading knowledge, and educating people was my biggest inspiration. So when I went to UK for my post-graduation, but before that I was in Loyola, I was participating in debate, inter-college competition, finding out opportunities to get on stages. It all begins from there. And I'm telling you this today, because many of you must be saying, sort of, this is your past. And my question is, how do I get done with my present and how do I work towards my future? The point that I'm trying to make here, people who are listening to my show right now, listen carefully, okay? You might have kids at your home. Encourage them to speak. Encourage them to get on the stage. Encourage them to teach. And I do that with my child too. I ask him to teach me. I have a blackboard inside my home, inside my room. And every day before he goes to sleep, he teaches us something. He either draws and he explains, or I give him a mathematics sum to solve, which is just a simple addition or subtraction. He has to explain that concept to us. So the idea is to actually teach your kids to teach to the world, to teach your kids to how to educate, to teach your kids to how to share knowledge. And that's one of the most important things. Now let's get back to the point. So when I went to UK, I was doing my post-graduation. I was in a group of six people with all Indians, and we were supposed to do a market research presentation. So we did the market research presentation for a shaving company that wanted to expand in UAE. So we did the research. I put all the drama elements that I could add in the presentation by getting visiting cards done, by doing a lot of research, by calling ourselves as an agency. I started titling each and every employee inside the organization. So when I went on the stage, I presented, and we had this drama of inviting each other as team members and CEOs, etc. And that was so well presented that we were the only team that had won the best Market Research Presentation Award out of 18 teams there. And that was a proud moment for us Indians, that if we could stand there and become this and sell and become one of the most convincing team out there, then I'm sure that we have a lot of potential to teach people across the world. Some of my best teachers in University of Leeds were from India. A lot of us look up to people in the US. We go abroad for our post-graduations. But trust me, the kind of teachings that we possibly get in India is massive. I came back to India. I started my digital marketing agency after working with few. And then when I was running my show, I realized that there were not very potential clients. And I was passionate about teaching. So I took risk. In 2010, I decided to do my first workshop in Mumbai with help of one of my friends called Nishita. She studied with me in University of Leeds. I called her and said, "Hey, look, I don't have enough money, but I want to come down and do a workshop in your city. I have booked this hotel. The minimum guarantee is 15, so it's the cost that is coming to me. I don't have place to stay, so I'm going to stay with you. But please help me out so that we can achieve something meaningful." I went to Mumbai, and up till the day before, I had just about 6 registrations. And by that evening, I don't know what happened, we had 20 more registrations. So my first workshop was 26 people. I was charging people 3,000 rupees per person, and it was a one-day session. What was very exciting, what was very enthralling, what was very, very, very important here, what was exciting and enthralling in this entire experience was that people loved what I was teaching, and they gave me testimonials, and that made me more confident. I came back, I joined a lot of clubs here where I could go and teach people digital marketing and social media marketing. So I started doing that as a consistent practice. I would go across to different colleges, I would go to different bodies like CII, TIE, NASCOM, and I would teach digital marketing for free. This gave me the scope of becoming who I am today. It's very important to find out opportunities to speak for free. It's very important to take the first risk in organizing your workshop. You might fail for the first time. I was lucky. You might fail, but you have to consistently do that. I have failed at times where I have just 5 people in a workshop in a different market altogether. It is sometimes very humiliating because you put so much of effort in selling those tickets. But then, failure is part of your journey as a trainer. And at times, we have no choice but to accept that failure with a pinch of salt. And I call these failures as a learning experience. Today, I'm super happy. It's been 10 years that I've been training now. 2010, almost 9 to 10 years now. And I have been training and I have always been very successful with my corporate training. I have been super successful with my workshops. I'm happy that my institute is slowly shaping up really well. This is all because I'm very passionate about bringing a lot of academic success to the Indian market in the space of digital marketing. Sometimes when you're passionately driving something, it happens. It is also about how you tell your story. It's also about how you convince. How do you add humor? How do you get trained as a trainer? I was a trainer. I'm a trainer, and I always felt that I'm one of the best trainers. But when I started going and attending a lot of courses, like I attended Half Air course, Train the Trainer by Blair Singer, I just realized that there is so much of potential to learn and unlearn from mentors like them. I discovered myself in this entire process. That was my true self. And I realized that there's a lot more that I can do as a trainer. I upgraded my teaching skills. I upgraded my engagement skills. I learned the art of selling from the stage. And as I learned the art of selling from the stage, I adapted that for my business. And I could see the business transformation happening for me. So in a nutshell, guys, all that I'm trying to tell you here, if you want to be a digital marketing trainer, you also need to be a digital marketing practitioner. If you are a trainer and if you want to be an awesome teacher, you got to practice what you are teaching. You need to preach what you teach. And that's very important. So Get started, get going, start speaking for free assignments across, start organizing your first workshop, charge less, and start building your portfolio. So that's just some advice for people who wants to get into the training industry. Thank you. Goodbye.
With this note, I'll end up my podcast, and I hope you guys are following me on Instagram. Already, do not forget to subscribe to instagram.com/sourabhjain and DM me there. Maybe you get lucky with the answers on my next podcast. Have a good day, guys. Goodbye.